Track 7. Unit 7. Listening. Exercise 5. You will hear two students talking about a project on human relationships. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hi, Fumiko. How's the psychology course going?
Oh, hi, Victor. I'm really enjoying it. But I've got a project this term that is, you know, part of my assessment. And the topic is really hard.
Oh, is it ideas that you need?
Oh, thanks. But I think I've got plenty. That's the trouble. I don't really know where to start. My tutor's given me such a huge area to cover that I can't seem to narrow it down to something I can manage.
So, what's the topic then? Maybe I can help.
Well, it's... The mystery of human relationships.
Your tutor's Mr. Dresden, I bet.
How do you know?
Well, he gives very... shall we say, broad project titles. I mean, when I had him, one of my topics was happiness is ...
He makes you think, doesn't he?
Yeah. The thing about Mr. Dresden is that he likes to find out what you really enjoy working on.
That's a good idea in theory. If I had more time, it would be fine.
So, what reading have you done so far?
Well, he's done one lecture on my topic. That was a few weeks ago. And then he gave us a couple of articles from a journal.
Have you still got them?
I put them away somewhere without looking at them. I'll find them eventually. But I've just got these books from the library. I might find something useful in these.
Have you been on the internet?
I have, and there are some fascinating reports. But they made me realize just how much has been written.
Well... what exactly have you got to do for the project? I guess you have to present it, so there will be charts and things?
Well, actually, Mr. Dresden didn't ask for data. He said that the important thing was to read about the topic and definitely include a list of all our sources.
I told you, didn't I? He's just getting you to find stuff out.
I could do a survey and interview some people of different ages.
Okay. Well, maybe I can help you a bit.
Could you?
I've got an English Lit seminar in 10 minutes, and I have to go in the library and find a couple of handouts for it.
Oh, okay. It'll be getting late after that.
Look, tell you what. I'll text you in half an hour. If the seminar doesn't last too long... we could have a coffee in the canteen afterwards.
Oh, I hope so. That'll be great.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Right, so let's design a plan. What ideas have you got so far?
Well, I wondered about doing something about relationships in the wild first. You know, maybe starting with animals.
That's quite a good idea. But I think the very first thing you need to do is give a definition of what you mean by your key terms.
Oh, so I need to say what terms like relationship mean?
Yeah. You could just do a diagram, you know, like you do when you brainstorm something.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'll do that first.
Right. After that, you could do a bit of background on the animal world. Yes, a quick look at relationships among ape groups would work.
Yeah, interesting. Just to show that relationships are part of life. So that's the definition and background. What next?
Well, then you have to move on to people. Are you going to target a particular age group or something else?
Well, I thought that first I would look at different... Well, there are so many places, aren't there, where we form relationships. In the office...
Yeah, within the family. Even toddlers aged 18 months or under have relationships.
Yeah, so I'll present those.
You mean the contexts for relationships?
Yes, that's the word.
You do have to find a way to limit the scope of the study.
Yeah, I could examine the 21 to 30 age group.
Or the next thing might be to select one type of relationship and go with that.
Good idea. I'll pick friendship and look at what makes that type of relationship work and...
Well, why don't you go through the stages in a friendship? But I would keep it simple. Just select six.
Six. Okay. I guess I could fit my practical work in here.
Yes. It's the sort of area that you can canvas people's opinions on. Ah, it might be good to get some opinions from people over the age of 60.
And, as a contrast, why don't I end by looking into the future? Maybe the future changes in...
Yeah, or better still, the influences, you know, with all the social networking that goes on now.
Okay, influences. Oh, that's been such a help, Victor. Thanks so much.
No problem. I'd better go and get some work done myself.